and welcome back to OT Talk, which we stand for Occupational Therapy Talk, or On Target Talk, among many other things, with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live a more functional and independent life through the lens of an occupational therapist, especially this season, talking personally, different ideas, ways, methods, tips, advice, and suggestions how to live a more functional and independent life. We're talking for the love of series. We talked writing and library, toys, transport, speaking, listening, connection, movement, travel, food, kitchen, home, shed, porch, community, minivan. Now let's talk about the idea of something we all hate to do, but we really have to do it every once in a while. Some people are much better at it. Some people are much worse at it. We're talking about cleaning. Some people do it every week, and some people do it every few weeks. Some people do it once a month. Cleaning the house. People have to clean the house. It has to get done. But I can tell you personally, I hate cleaning. I push it off as much as I can. I really don't like cleaning, and I don't have time for it. Usually, it has to come about when it comes about. Pre-corona times, we had a cleaning crew, which was amazing. They would come every 2 weeks or so. We would pay them an X amount of money. Not going to tell you how much, but they would clean the house really well. Of course, during the crazy times, we don't want anyone in our house. So now it's got to come upon me, and of course I used to do it back in the day also, but cleaning is not something I like to do. I always debate what's the worst chore. I really hate chores to begin with, but laundry, I don't mind. I just hate putting it away, so I don't really fold it so much. We'll talk about that maybe another time, maybe tomorrow, but when it comes to cleaning, even cleaning dishes, I really hate having to clean dishes. A lot of guys talk about how much they hate to do it, and even, of course, ladies also, a lot of them hate to do it. Some people say it's therapeutic. I do not agree. I do not think it's therapeutic on any level. Even if I'm listening to music, even if I'm listening to a podcast, I cannot stand it. But it has to get done. So even if you clean dishes, that's one thing. But cleaning the floor, cleaning the house, my gosh, it is so tedious. So how do we do it? What do we use? What do we make it to make it a little more independent, a little more functional on some level? So I have three things that I do. Number one, of course, the broom and the dustpan. And I don't like the broom that gives you the fakakta, small one that you hold with one hand. What is that? That makes no sense. Why do you have a broom and a dustpan that's half height? It goes up to my waist, and it goes up to the head of my oldest son. Why? It doesn't make any sense. One hand, even when I use the broom and dustpan that I currently use, I got it on Amazon. It's orange. It's cute. It's able to be used with two hands. Stands upright, the dustpan. It clicks into place, and then I could click it out, and I turn it over, and then voila. Broom should be used with two hands. I could tell you personally, when I use it with one hand, it leads to major cramping, major hurting of the hand. You got to use it with two hands, the broom with two hands, and the dustpan could be used with one hand, but make sure you do it in a way that's functional. So you're going to sweep every so often, try to get all the pieces, and make multiple trips. Don't try to stuff everything in at one time, which I do a lot. It really leads to overstuffing, and it just makes more work later on. So if you do the sweeping a lot throughout the week, every couple of days, or every, if you're really good, every day, but if you're like us, you have three very young, very wild kids, it doesn't come around every day, at least every couple of times a week, and then it'll lighten up the cleaning itself. If you have the other floors that don't have food in them, like the kids don't eat in the basement, they really don't eat on the bedroom floor, and they definitely don't eat in the attic, so it's really the main floor that's the main trouble, the main problem. And after sweeping, after using the broom and the dustpan, the next line of defense, I call it, is really the Swiffer. I love the Swiffer. We have the dry Swiffer and the wet one. I'm not talking about the crazy finagle ones where it's like built in and then you spray it and then you do it. That's too much money. We're talking about the regular Swiffer set. It costs like $10 for the Swiffer. And then the refills each cost a couple of bucks. The wet ones and the dry ones. The wet ones are really nice for the shine, and it's like mopping. On the kitchen floor, the bathroom floor is really, really good to do the wet one. It takes me like 3 or 4 wipes if it's really dirty in the kitchen, other times 1 or 2. And I really like the Swiffer a lot. Even on the living room and the dining room floors, I like the wet one a lot. But even basically, we want to get rid of dust. Even the Swiffer dry is good. Unfortunately or fortunately, the Swiffer wet a lot of times has a smell. Some people are sensitive to it. Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. I find that it leaves a nice smell, but if you don't like it, maybe there's a way to use the dry one and to spray water or something that it'll be more receptive to picking up things also. But I really love the Swiffer in general, and that's a really good way to clean the floors in my opinion. So we use the Swiffer wet and Swiffer dry, and for the bedroom floor, for the basement, for the attic, we really use that also. So the Swiffer is a great one to do. And for vacuuming, most of our floors, 99% of our floors are hardwood floors and tile or the like. We literally ripped out the carpet when we moved in. The bedrooms had carpet, the attic had carpet, and yeah. So we ripped out those carpets. We wanted it to have the hardwood floors underneath, especially for dust, for allergies. And I knew myself back then, and I always knew myself, but in general, I'm not going to be vacuuming the entire house. That's craziness. That's crazy talk. You're just asking for dust. You're asking for allergens. You're asking for more settling of particles and more sneezing. It's just much more work. So for me, for us, right away when we moved in, we ripped out those floors. It's much easier to maintain the house that's wood, for, in my opinion, than when it's carpet, because carpet traps the allergens, traps the particles, traps the dust, and I'm just going to be sneezing all day if that's true. So what we have left is just a rug and a mat, basically. The mats in the kitchen are rubber, so they could just be shaked out. They don't shook out or shaken out. They don't have to be, vacuumed or the like. It could be wiped down. It could be rinsed or whatever. They're both rubber, and they match the kitchen theme of the brown and the white. And then the only two rugs that we really worry about are the ones, and I have a few rugs outside the house, of course, but those are non-maintenance. I'm not doing that. So we got the welcome rug by the door, which is the hello rug, and we have the rug next to the ottoman in the living room. So those are the two rugs that really need to be vacuumed all the time. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do vacuuming for that. And the Dyson is what I love. I love the Dyson. It's like not the handheld upright one, because that one I find very heavy, very tedious to move around. So what we have is the one that is I forget what it's called. We bought it a long time ago with the help of family. It's the one that has like the ball on the floor, and it has the hose that attaches to the piece, and then you move the piece. It could be a long arm piece. It could be a short arm piece. It could be a piece that goes in the couch. It's very cool. Of course, Dyson charges a lot, but I happen to find that they're very powerful, very strong. I find them very easy to clean. I find them very easy to maintain. And a lot of times I'll vacuum out the whole floor. And also we left the stairs carpeted, which was very good in advance, because kids trip, they fall, they go down. We've had trips and falls a few times, so it's very good that it was carpeted. Can you imagine, God forbid, the steps were not carpeted? So we left the carpeting on the stairs, and we kept our rug we brought with us from the city when we moved into the suburbs, and the doormat. So those are the ones that really need to be vacuumed. And a lot of times we'll vacuum the floor itself, but it turns out the Swiffer really is much faster. Even though it takes an hour or two to clean out the house, it's very tedious. It's a lot of work, a lot of physical work, so obviously it doesn't get done as much as it should. But even sweeping and wiping down the counters and doing the dishes, of course, that's done much, much more often. But a way to make it a little more functional, a little more independent, a little more easy, in my opinion, is using the Dyson, using the Swiffer, and using the broom and the dustpan. There are for sure other ways to do it. Some people like the real mop. I am not a fan of the real mop with the water and the sloshing, too much. And some people are a fan of the Swiffer, one that's broken in with the machine. I remember a couple of years ago, many years ago, before I got married, in our own house, we had in our house growing up, my mom got the Swiffer one that had the machine broken in, and you had to like get the refills, and then you would press a button, and then it would squeeze. I don't like that. Too many components, too much things. The Swiffer wet is simple. You buy the refills, you attach it, you put it into the holes, voila, you're done. Then you throw it out, you use the next one. Throw it out, use the next one. Much easier, much less maintenance involved. I like things that are easy, simple, convenient, and doesn't need a lot of maintenance, doesn't need a lot of work, because I just don't have the time, I just don't have the energy, I just don't have the ability. So what can we do to keep our house clean? What can we do to keep our house functioning, keep us independent in the process without having doing too much work? And if you know there are areas that you're not using so much, obviously they don't have to be cleaned as much as the others. The basement and the attic for us, because those are the areas that I'm majorly in. The basement has all our books and has all our pantry items, and of course the laundry's down here, and the freezer's down here, and of course games and bedding and stuff. The attic, of course, has the guest area and has the office area, so I'm in those areas a lot, but the kids are not. And even my wife is not in those areas as much. The main two floors and the bedroom floor, they play a lot, they sleep a lot, but they're not really eating so much. So even that is still done less. But the main floor for me, and if you live in an apartment, of course, the living room is gonna, and kitchen is major, and dining room are the major, major areas that get really, really dirty. Those are the ones to really upkeep and maintain. And again, my suggestions are the Dyson, the Swiffer, and the broom and the dustpan. And a long broom and a long dustpan that could connect and they could be stored away flat is ideal. And you could also have a hand broom and a dustpan, but of course that's hurting the muscles in the hand, I find. And besides that, I also have the Dyson hand vacuum, which is great. The only thing that's problematic is that it only gives you about an hour of usage. So it's a wonderful, powerful vacuum. If you just need to vacuum up a few things, we used to have other hand vac. This one I find very powerful, very strong, but it only gets about 50 minutes of usage. So if you want to use it on the rug in the living room, for example, it could do the rug, but then it'll probably be shot. It'll probably be done for the day. So you got the Dyson, the Swiffer, the broom and the dustpan. I'm sure there's many other ways to clean the house. And of course, there are also the dusters. The Swiffer makes other products like the duster. It catches dust. We have one. We haven't really used it, but they use that if you want to get above furniture, below furniture to catch dust too. If you're really bold and you're really initiative and you really have the ability and you're really a go-getter, go ahead and do that. But we keep it to those three. Hopefully it's helpful. Hopefully it'll make your cleaning process more functional, more independent. Because if you're like me and you hate cleaning for the love of cleaning, quote unquote love, hopefully it'll make it a little better, a little easier for you as well. Join us next time as we talk for the love of different things. We're going to move on, and for the love of series coming up, we're going to talk about the laundry machine that we use. I actually love these machines. We'll talk to you next time. See you there, here on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.